Key Nodes of Federal Government Censorship by Andrew Lowenthal at brownstone.org. Over the past 3 weeks, anyone interested in free speech, or not, has been on the receiving end of a non-consensual firehouse of flood-the-zone information warfare. Every man and his doge has chimed in, capturing via screenshot a score of Osama bin Laden of censorship hideouts. It's USAID. It's NED. It's NIH. USAID in particular has been made responsible for everything, from funding chemtrails in Naples to biting your own cheek. It's a shame the word misinformation is of so little use anymore. USAID is important, but the censorship happens via a system comprising hundreds, possibly thousands, of organizations, small and large. Is there a secret bunker? I don't know, it isn't impossible, but the approach is cartoonish. There are key nodes, organizations, and networks that are more important than others, particularly those that hand out money. In fact, complex was the term that quickly gained favor during the Twitter files, precisely because it captured the system's complexity. It's what made it work and minimized public scrutiny. Over the past couple of months, LibreNet has built a database of almost 1,000 federal government awards from 2016 to 2024 that went towards countering misinformation and other similar censorship pretexts. That work aims to complement the mapping of the censorship industrial complex we did for Matt Taibbi. That work looked partly at government funding but focused more on the leading censorship organizations and their often public and private support. Not all of the 1,000 grants logged are dubious, but many are. We've been going through each by hand, reading their project pages, papers, and reports to find out how big a problem they are. Can AI help? Yes, to a degree, but from what we've tried, AI can't yet really understand why one grant is horrible and the next one is just a bit meh. The map above is a sketch of where we think the funds have come from to date based on the analysis we've been able to do. I emphasize sketch because out of the almost 1,000 awards, I still have another 300 to 400 to review. Of the 500 plus I have looked at so far, around 200 are highly problematic, and another 100 are extremely dubious. Keep in mind we are looking only at grants that could be considered censorship, so anything that looked at misinformation, hate speech, information integrity, information operations, content moderation, fact-checking, et al. We aren't looking at grants for dubious woke culture war projects that have set the internet aflame the past couple of weeks. To give you an idea, the grants include NSF money to Medin, one of Twitter's four go-to organizations for COVID misinformation, to develop AI to spy on encrypted private messaging groups to weed out so-called misinformation, including to create and scale tip lines to millions of users, aka snitching on a mass scale. Or more NSF money to the University of Illinois to track locations, people, and organizational affiliations of dubious COVID-19 information, based on whether they questioned CDC guidance. Once we've finalized reviewing the remaining grants, we'll produce a much more accurate map and systemic analysis of how much each agency was funding censorship and who they were paying to do it. This teaser is because I have a bee in my bonnet about the dynamite fishing I am seeing where a net, if not a rod, would be more useful. The downside of dynamite is that it is indiscriminate. The Free Press reported last week people like Chris Rufo were falsely accused of being a USAID shill because a computer program said so. In my previous post, I pointed out other errors being circulated as social media influencers feasted on fresh Doge kills. Again, this isn't to say that USAID isn't in large part a massive covert operation. It should be shut down and the actual humanitarian work shifted to an entirely new agency. But our research shows a lot more censorship grants from the State Department, not getting shut down, and the National Science Foundation, to say nothing of the Pentagon, which has dropped, among a slew of problematic awards, up to $1 billion counter disinformation contracts. To compare that to a $100,000 grant to an irrelevant woke NGO in Kenya is like putting an ant next to a whale. It's a complex. It will take more than lobbing off a few government branches to get to the root of it, to say nothing of the private foundations supporting censorship, and the slack the EU will no doubt pick up. Republished from the author's Substack.